Someone asked me last week how I felt when I came to Main Street and I had so many preachers in the audience. I said I felt a little bit like a lion in a den of Daniels. It is good to be among men and women who have meant so much to the church and that we have journeyed together through the years. And I say with very much humility that it is a joy to be looked upon to proclaim God's word to them, but also I lean upon them for a lot of advice and guidance, and I have found them to be as willing now to help me as they were ever willing to help in years gone by, and I have phenomenal love and respect for them, and am glad to be in their presence. It is said that Coach Shug Jordan of Auburn asked a former linebacker, Mike Colin, who was a player for the Miami Dolphins, he said, "I want you to help me recruit." He said, "I want you to go out and find me somebody." And he said, "You know, there are some players who knock players down in the football field and they just get up." And he looked at him and said, "Yeah, coach, we don't want nobody like that, right?" He said, "That's right, we don't want somebody like that." He said, "You know, there are others that knock down players and they get up and he knock them down again and they get up and he knock them down again and they get up and he knock them down again and they get up. We don't want no players like that either." He said, "Well, coach, what type of players do we want?" He said, "We want one guy that can knock them all down. And they stay down." Sometimes when we think about our invitation to play on the team and we think about the level of expectation, we may feel like sometimes a little bit overwhelmed. As I read this passage of Scripture again and I thought about the kingdom of God and how this passage relates to the kingdom of God, the parties, socials that I've been privileged to be invited to. I remember there was a lady and Linda and I were invited to a party and we had a great time. And several months went on and there was another party. We were invited. We had a wonderful time. And several months went on and there was another party. We were invited. We had a great time. And on the way home, I looked at Linda and I said, "Linda, do you think maybe that we're expected to throw this type of party ourselves?" And Linda looked at me and says, "Well, if they are, they're mighty mistaken in inviting us." And sure enough, that was the case. We didn't have the facilities, but we would have gladly participated in the expense of the parties and those type of things if we'd have been asked. But the intent was for us to give a party in return. I remember when I moved into a community and was talking with someone and a name was mentioned and they said, "Oh, they give wonderful parties, but don't be expected to be invited." And so, I was not expecting to be invited. And lo and behold, I received an invitation. And so I told the individual, I said, "I received an invitation to this party." He said, "How in the world did you do that?" I said, "I was a friend. I was a friend of this person. And we talked and had some meals together." And she said, "Well, it's very unusual for a minister to be invited." And maybe as you look at this passage of Scripture, you think about those parties and those times and those events that you were invited to. And maybe the condition of the invitation. As I read this passage of Scripture, there's a lot of things here that I'm not accustomed to. But I do know one time in the military, as a captain, chaplain there in the wing, I went up to the head table. We were having a big reception, and I knew that I was not supposed to be sitting at the head table until the two-star general said, "Here, chaplain, sit here." Now I was caught. How do I tell a two-star general that I'm not going to sit there, and how do I not sit there, and he's a two-star general? So I pulled out the chair and sat there, and later on I went to my commander and I said, "The only reason I sat at that table was because the general told me to." Well, my commander was a general as well. I don't know how that ever came out, my benefit or not, but it sure gave me an excuse. But I think about those individuals at this time, and I can imagine, they say that the couches at this time were sort of in a U-shaped circle, and the place of highest honor was the one closest to the one who gave the party. That was sort of the place where everybody wanted to sit. And I can imagine these individuals as they would slide in and sort of sneak around to get closer in to the head table. And I can imagine as they would kind of look at each other to see how they could elbow one another around a little bit and sort of slide in. And then Jesus said, "The giver of the party comes and asks you to please move so that the other one could sit down." How does that relate to us and the church? I've heard it said that people have come to church and sat in a pew, and someone would come up to them and say, "You're sitting in my place." And I think about those that we would invite to be a part of Main Street. You've heard about our budget this morning, and I remember Willimon writing in his book, and he said that many times our evangelistic campaigns amount to something like this: "Won't you please come over and join our church and help us pay the budget?" Jesus says, He says, when you give a party, invite those outcast, the lame, the crippled, the blind, the poor. Because He speaks to us about a kingdom to come. He speaks to us about His Heavenly Father's habitation. And He says, "You will be blessed because they cannot repay you, but you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." Jesus speaks to us about a way to live our lives. He speaks to us about an attitude to have, I feel, in the church for today. He calls for us to go into the highways and byways and to compel people to come to the kingdom. He speaks for us to be laborers in the vineyard. He speaks these parables to us about how to live our lives. And not just for public accolades, but he speaks to us about Christian commitment and dedication. This is a party. We're inviting folks to come and to be a part. Who are you inviting to this party?